1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
So our family plays a little bit of a Christmas game every single year at Christmas time. And basically what you do is you get two presents, both right. to the value of roughly $20 each, give or take a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
And you put them into the game. And they're supposed to be something that you actually want, something valuable.
Kind of like a Secret Santa
Yeah. And then you go through, you get numbers and there's a bit of swapping and stealing kind of stuff.
That's the best game at Christmas.
I love it because it brings out a lot of banter amongst the family, right?
A lot of fights too.
And there's always a couple of gifts that are extremely popular.
Yeah.
I had a bit of an unexpected win and it was in a bit of a weird way because Mum kind of broke the rules. In fact, she completely broke the rules. She re-gifted something into the game. But before I slag her off too I've actually got her here. Mum, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good morning, Jessie's mum.
Good morning, Jules. I feel a bit uncovered.
Yeah.
So it's all right, girl. I'm here to back you up.
I got two Juleses going on here now.
Yes, we're both named Jules, so I got you back all the way.
Good, thank you.
Mum, explain yourself. Why are you re-gifting things into the game?
I actually got this gift from a special lady who was giving it to me for some of the work that I had done and appreciation of the work that I had done. So now I feel really
I love those gifts, but you re-gifted it. Look.
Yeah, and because it was something you didn't like, wasn't it? It was a gift that you got that you didn't like.
Well, let me just backtrack, because I know this is going on. I actually thought the gift was extremely special, but I don't drink it.
Because my next question is, what the bloody hell is it? What is it? What is it? You're killing us with the anticipation.
It's champagne, and Mum doesn't drink champagne.
Oh, neither do I, really. Yeah. Unless I'm, like, celebrating something.
Your cocktails are better.
Yeah. Yes! The margaritas.
So, Mum, you've decided, you're like, I don't really want this. I'll chuck it in the game. Yeah. What did you think it was worth when you put it into the game?
I actually thought it was probably around $70, and I thought it would just actually make people steal more. I thought it would be fun, you know?
Yeah, like, just like a little, yeah.
Now, do you remember how much we found out that it was worth?
Do. That's why I'm feeling very red and embarrassed.
How much was it?
$220.
Oh! What? You can buy champagne for that much? Like, I know. That's insane.
It was a bottle of Dom Perignon, and the worst part is Mum didn't want it, right?
Yeah.
So she's re-gifted it into the game.
Yeah.
I ended up winning it. The only reason I won it is because there was something else in the game that I wanted. So I stole the most stolen item in the hope that it would get me another turn in the game.
Yeah, and it didn't.
And I ended up with a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Oh, my gosh. But that's a very nice champagne.
Yeah. So it's all I drink now.
It absolutely is. And look, the intention was that we share it. And I would have bought it down for us to share because I'm clearly not a champagne drinker. But I thought it might add a little bit of sparkle to the gift stealing.
And see, Jules, this is where you and I are two very different people. I would have been hiding over in the corner with that bottle upside down trying to get that $250 worth. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I didn't. I truly didn't know how much it was worth, but it was a very special gift and I am ever so grateful for it. Let me be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, Mum's so guilty.
That ended up with Jesse, who would have drank it the same way would have drank a bottle of Yellow Glen.
Marginally better than Passion Pop. If there's people who are champagne drinkers out there listening to this, they will be ready to stab me.
Jules, thanks so much for jumping on with us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mum.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you
soon.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Okay, now, I feel like you've talked it up a little bit too much here.
What are you talking about?
My big announcement to make.
Yeah.
You've got everyone excited because obviously last year was really pushing for the whole proposal.
For that ring.
Anyway, people, I'm just going to let you know now. It did not happen. Other things happened though.
Like what?
Okay, so, well, some other things. But I did get a puppy.
I have seen you.
A boxer called Moose.
Yeah, he's the most adorable.
He actually is. And for Jesse to say that, it like means a lot, right? For Jesse to say that a puppy is adorable. Oh,
no,
seriously.
I will post
a photo on our Instagram, HitFMWA, of Moose, because he's just literally the cutest. He's a little boxer. Yeah. He's about 10 weeks old. Can I just say, though, when I went to go and register him at the council here, the guy behind the counter thought I was registering a moose.
Oh, No, no, his name's Moose, mate.
No, I know. I was like, are you serious?
Where do you think I got a moose from, mate? Like,
exactly.
I don't have an exotic animals license.
Now, the thing is, right, I'm 31. I'm about turning 32 next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mama Jules, my whole family, all my friends are anticipating, you know, me getting engaged, getting married. Like, you know, with big exciting news.
Sure.
Except after the new year, I posted that I got a puppy called Moose. So I got inundated with a lot of messages from my girlfriends, especially the ones that have been married and have had babies.
Yes.
They're like, where's the ring? Where's the photo of the baby in your stomach kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know, we want it.
You're pregnant, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got into a little debate with one of my girlfriends.
Oh.
Right? She was trying to debate how babies are better than puppies. And I'm like,
no.
Oh, hell to the no. They are definitely not.
I mean, I would describe... Like, I'm not even that excited by dogs. Like, you got a dog, sick, awesome. But I don't get around them like other people just, like, fall over themselves to go and pat a dog.
Yeah.
But even I would agree with you that puppy, better than baby.
Yeah. I don't – and can I just say, I really don't know how some parents who have just had a newborn a couple of weeks later then get a brand new puppy.
Yeah.
Because, oh, my gosh, it is some work. I haven't had a puppy for a very long time, but Moose – oh my goodness! I mean, they don't sleep all night.
Oh.
You also have to feed them a fair bit.
Yeah,
like you can't just, you know, you have to monitor everything because they eat everything as well too.
But surely easier than a baby, right?
Well, I've done a little list. I wouldn't say easier, but I mean, these are a couple of pointers as to why a puppy
is
better than a baby.
I bet your Moose doesn't do this.
Oh, funny you say that.
That sound
that's
alone.
Actually, that's actually pretty cute, though. Ew. Jeez, my ovaries just burst. Not in a good way either. So that was actually number one. You know, I mean, I'd rather put up with a puppy whining than that.
Mm, yes.
Right? Yeah. Also, too, the smell of puppies.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
When you smell a puppy, like puppies have like a little milk breath, like, you know, puppy milk breath.
Yeah.
And their paws smell so sweet. Like they smell really nice.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew baby smell was a thing, but I didn't know.
Oh, but see, baby smell is like off milk sometimes, like because they, you know, obviously.
And 50% of the time, poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. Also, too, when it comes to snuggling a puppy, it is the cutest. I mean, with babies, they get really restless. So there's another one as well.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to babysitting,
yes.
Right, it'd be hard up trying to find babysitters
most
of the time.
Most of the time you gotta pay. You've also got to find someone who is really essentially qualified.
Right? Do you know how many offers I have had to babysit Moose?
Yeah, true.
Like, I'm just literally, I could just drop him off anywhere.
Yeah,
and
someone
will
pick
look
him
after
up
him.
And love him.
Also, strangers are 10 times more excited to meet your puppy on the street than they are to meet your baby.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
This one's my favorite, though. This is my last point. People's reaction over your puppy photos are far more genuine than their reactions over your baby photos.
That is true. And I don't know why that is because, like, everyone, puppy and baby photos are equally everywhere on Instagram.
Right.
But people are completely over the baby photo.
Yes.
But people will happily see more photos of dogs.
I asked to be shown a photo of Moose.
How's
right?
Moose doing today?
How is Moose?
You haven't uploaded. Is he still okay?
Speaking of that, might bloody study his own Instagram page.
Yeah, Moose the influencer. Yeah.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, I want to know, what made you feel old?
Lots of things.
Because over the holidays, I discovered something about myself that puts me in the bracket of about 70 years old.
What?
So,
what do you mean? What happened?
And I feel this old.
1861. We went
that kind of old that you feel like you should be telling stories from the good old days.
Why me a bloody river? What happened?
I found out that I do something in my sleep. Now I snore, right?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Who told you that you do something in your sleep? Because you're single, you sleep alone.
Exactly.
In your own bedroom.
Exactly. So,
what are you not telling us here?
No. So I was away with my family for Christmas.
Oh.
And
I love how I jumped straight to Jesse hooked up.
Yeah. No, I shared a room with my brother and he was like, bro, you snore.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like a lot. And being a good brother, obviously he recorded some of it.
Oh my god.
Like I'm
oh my gosh. You have roommates. No, and it is absolutely clear. I'm so glad that on day one we discovered why Jesse has been single for 5 years.
This is why Jesse's single.
Oh, yeah. No.
But it was important because it's important for my health.
Yes.
So one thing that he did say to me was that you stop breathing in your sleep.
You do?
Yeah. And then I found out I Googled it. I was like, what's going on here?
Cancer, what about?
No.
No, because that's usually what
happens
when
you Google. One of the few times when it's not cancer. No, I Googled it and it turns out it's called sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it. Apparently, it's mostly men and it's mostly like 70-year-old, like old men, right? And that's why
or
I felt
anyone,
old.
Or overweight, yeah.
Yeah, and so I felt really old. And so I went to the doctor and he's like, yeah, no, we'll get you sorted. But it made me feel particularly old because it's not something that you're supposed to get when you're young.
Yeah, what are you, 27?
Yeah, and I've got something that is supposed to happen to old men.
Yeah, right.
So this morning on 13, 12, 16, I want to know what happened made you feel old. Did you throw your back out bending over to pick something up off the ground?
Lisa from Bunbury, what has made you feel old?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was my husband. I'm just bringing to reassure Jesse that young people do get obstructive sleep apnea.
Thank you. I did not know this.
I diagnosed my husband. I'm not a doctor, but I diagnosed my husband when he was 35, 34.
Right.
Yeah. So he's been wearing a CPAP machine. He's now 47.
Right. Does it make a huge difference?
Massive.
Yeah, okay, because everything I read is that they are, like, life-changing.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to wear a funny-looking mask.
Oh, so you are?
Well, I think maybe. I've got to go and see the doctor, but, yeah, how remarkable.
It makes you feel a lot better during the day. You don't feel like you need a nana-nap and stuff, but it also prevents...
Lisa, I do have to ask, like, be honest, because I have seen these things, and, I mean, it looks like Darth Vader is, like, next to you. Do you freak out in the middle of the night when you wake up and you can see your husband? He's got this big mask on.
No. When he first got diagnosed, it was pretty nasty. But they've got much better machines now.
Right.
Much better places.
Oh, awesome.
How do you get jiggy? Like, how do you get it on? Like,
can I? No, let's not go there. Can I just quickly?
Sorry, I'm taking this in a different direction.
One thing I gotta say is I was actually waiting in. I was in the waiting room at the sleep place the other day, and I almost fell asleep in the waiting room for him.
That will definitely change. It'll take a month or two to get used to it, but it's a massive change, 100%.
Oh, 100%. Dr. Lisa, thank you so much.
Wait.
We really appreciate it, babe.
Can't wait. Thanks, Lise.
None of them. Bye.
Bye, babe.
How good?
You know what? I'm actually feeling really bad for you right now, though.
Why?
You've been single for 5 years, Jesse. Maybe you have to wear this mask. I mean, are you going to pick up? Imagine that.
So that was a really fun night, love. Just hold on a sec while I just grab my mask.
hits.com.au.
And if you haven't been on social media, you've probably missed out on the hashtag 10-year challenge that has been happening in the past week. Jump to our Instagram page, HitFMWA, you'll see mine and Jesse's 10-year challenge.
Yeah.
10 years ago, Jesse had a wine box on his head.
Yeah, goon helmet, hashtag goon helmet.
Now, what have you actually even been legal to be drinking at that time?
This year I am 28, and that
but you're
photo
not 28
is from
yet.
2009.
But you're not 28 yet.
Yep.
I hope your mum's listening. That's all I'm saying. Now, there have been a lot of photos. A lot of celebs have been doing this, you know, posting back from 10 years ago. And I thought, you know, it's really great to see the celebs jumping on board because obviously they had paparazzi taking photos of them.
True.
You know, all the time. So, you know, whereas us, we're all using these little flip phones. All the photos are so bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're using those little Motorola flip phone ones.
And then you make it a little bit extra grainy and blurry because you look like rubbish in the photo.
Yes. Now, I have scoured the internet to find out the best ones, right? And obviously, Caitlyn Jenner has, she posted, obviously, 10 years ago, she was Bruce Jenner. And obviously, this year, she is Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah,
so
right.
that everyone was saying that she won the challenge.
Mm.
However, this young guy, I don't know his name, he is only 10 years of age, and his 10 years ago photo was sperm. And then his 2019 photo is him on his 10th birthday, and
he wins.
Was like,
He wins.
Dude, you have won. I don't even have anything to offer you. I can't even give you a prize. But seriously, what a genius.
What an absolute genius.
If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
Dirty before 6:30.
Better be good.
The stories that are just a touch more risque, a little bit more adult, so we chuck them in the start of the show when little ears are less likely to be listening. Now, this morning, there's a local dirty.
Ooh, a local personal dirty?
Or? A personal story. Okay, so date nights, speed dating, right?
Yes.
It's a bit daunting. Imagine how daunting it would be if you had to do it in the nude.
Oh, well, I guess it kind of, you know, doesn't leave anything to the imagination, really.
Absolutely nothing is left to the imagination in this date night that is going on in Perth in March. You get in.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Jesse, sign
you up. Careful with your phrasing, all right? It is happening in March.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
And you go on 4-minute dates. It's run by a company called Single & Co. As you arrive, guests will be given a date card and a robe. And those who feel uncomfortable at the start, they get to wear their undies for a little bit longer.
Okay, right.
But I'm like, if you're going to a nude date night and you're wearing your clothes, you're the weird one, right? You're going to stand out. People are going to be like, what do you got to hide?
Oh, but see, I'm kind of like one of those people that, like, I'm all for things. Like, for instance, when people are like, oh, hey, do you want to come out on this Friday night? And I'm like, yes. And then it comes to Friday night, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, no, people change their minds. So I'm glad they're giving that option, though.
Yeah, it is a good option. But I just feel like people will be like, oh, you're hiding something.
Yeah.
You're putting up barriers straight away. This is supposed to be barrier-free.
I just say, it's maybe a little bit different, like, for, you know, men and... Between men and women, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, like, look how many men go streaking.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I mean, there are a lot of... Like,
I do wonder reading...
A lot of my girlfriends and I do on streaking.
Yeah, so there'll be girls out there going,
maybe
yeah!
Not.
I do wonder about this, though. Like, will there be some creepers? They say security will be really tight.
Yeah.
And that anyone that's seen to be taking advantage of the situation will be...
I'll tell you how you pick out the creepers. The ones that are still wearing their undies, just standing there looking at everyone else.
Straight through the window, just like, what's going on in here?
I'm sitting across on the table from you.
You'll get to record a yes or no or just friends, and then all of the results will be sent out the next day. So if you've matched up with anyone, you'll find out about it, which is quite cool.
Right.
Places are limited to 20 male or females per session, and it's for 18 to 30-year-olds only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can get tickets for $35, but if you're thinking...
See, this is where they've gone wrong.
Why?
They need to go over 30. We're more likely to, like, rip off
get
our
clothes. Get your
care off. We don't care. You don't care after 30, so I found out.
Well, that's the actual... That was one of the things, is another one is planned in April for 25 to 40-year-olds. So your wish may come true.
Jesse, you going to this one in March?
I only have one question.
Why?
Can I borrow $35?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I ended last year the best way possible. Now, for those that don't know, it is an understatement to say that I am a massive Cardi B fan.
Oh,
I love, I just love, I've been following her since 2015 before she got her teeth fixed, like before anyone even knew about her, right?
She had her teeth fixed as well.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I knew about the
Are you
boobs.
Serious?
I knew about the
butt. She sings it in a song,
but I didn't know about the teeth.
Yeah,
yeah.
I suppose a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you it ain't cheap. You
oh,
know,
yeah. Right.
She got her teeth done right. They used to be all crooked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then everyone was calling her out for it. She's like, "Why are you all?" Because everyone's like, "Oh, I miss the old Cardi B teeth," and she was like, "Y'all ain't friends."
Okay.
Anyway. Last year, it was announced that Cardi B was coming to Australia.
Yes.
She was doing a show in Perth and then Sydney and then maybe, oh, who cares about the East Coast? Anyway, I was like, gave up my life savings to buy these tickets. Mm. And I had to buy a double pass over 2 days in VIP because they didn't announce when she was going to be on.
Right, right.
And I was like, I am not missing this and she's going to sell out.
She was the only reason you went, right?
Absolutely.
Like, do you remember any of the other acts?
I didn't even, Pendulum, but that's about it. But, you know, I mean, that was nothing compared, to Cardi B.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I was recording the whole thing.
Mm.
Because I needed to be able to watch this back. Now, this is the first song that Cardi B came out to, and I've just got a little grab for it. I just want you all to pick when she came out on stage. Legit.
Enjoying yourself?
Oh my goodness. I was on the ground. I spent the majority of the time on the ground. Any advice out there for anyone if you have not seen your biggest idol yet?
Yeah.
You need to calm yourself before you do, because I wasn't ready for it. I was not ready. Before she even came out, the tears are welling up in my eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
You told me
I could not stop crying, that everything was just so blurry. I'm holding my phone up, and then I had to pass it to Elliot, and he's like holding this phone up.
Trying to record it.
And I spent the majority of it on the ground.
He did say you were crying quite a lot. I actually asked Elliot for a little bit of audio of you at the night as well. Couldn't get yourself together, mate.
Oh, definitely not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.